right, welcome back here at the top of the hour. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin in Waukesha, Wausau, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, and Madison. Today, I'm your guest host back, just like on Friday, Philip Morris filling in for Kristen Bry. And so here this hour, we're going to shift over to some more fun stuff. I gave you a little preview of it on Friday, and I'll tell you, our next guest that you're going to like, he's a real estate extraordinaire, he's a heartthrob, and he's got a last name that you just might recognize, Colin Yelich.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here. This is really cool.
That's awesome. And Matt Holbrook, he is sticking around with us for another hour because these two, as I would say, are some of our local bosom buddies. I see these guys everywhere. They're getting stuff done in between doing work, doing their workouts, serving the community, and doing all kinds of things. I tell you, I don't see too many times when they're not together. So I know when they're not, that means the world must be on fire because they must be going in, you know, two different directions at 1,000 miles an hour. And so, you know, it's obvious here. You've got the famous last name, mm-hmm. Colin. We know why he's here in Wisconsin. Sure. Tell us how Wisconsin got you.
Yeah, so how I came to Wisconsin, actually, it's a funny story. You know, pandemic time, 2020 comes around, and he comes up to me and says, hey, what do you think about moving to Wisconsin? Oh, I said, let me think about it. Like, I came here a bunch in 2018, 2019 to watch some baseball and hang out with him. Just him and I are super close just because of that baseball background we both shared.
That's right.
And so, you know, coming out here and visiting, I'm like, all right, Milwaukee's a really cool place. Like, I actually see myself living here. And so I was like, all right, I made the move here. Got my feet wet and settled and helped him through that pandemic year of the 2020 baseball season and, you know, fell in love with the city and the people here.
Where did you move from, Colin?
I moved from Malibu, California, of all places.
Malibu to Milwaukee.
I went straight from the beach right to the snow.
See, there needs to be a line of t-shirts about that or something.
That's a brand coming up right here. As Goes in Wisconsin, from Malibu to Milwaukee. So we're taking it. Kristen, when you get back, we need those live right here.
Yeah, debuting on the show. That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. So you came from Malibu. I get so much flack. So you've got to get flack from your friends back on the West Coast. I'm from the East Coast. Sure. Moved here, not from Florida, but grew up in from Florida. Moved here from Denver, and everybody's like, why would you leave Denver to come here? Why would you leave Florida to come here? Sure. And I told people, said, this is the best kept secret. And so it sounds like you and I are on the same page there.
We are on the same page, exactly. I mean, the funniest thing is like, my friends will come out from Malibu, come and visit me, and have the time of their lives here. They love it.
That's right.
Right? They, I mean, you have good food, you have good bars you can go to, you have great sports, you know, spring, summer rolls around, you have golf, there's things to do, the city's popping. I mean, it's a great place to be.
And it's a lot more affordable.
100% than California. I mean, you probably live like a king coming from California. Orlando's pretty expensive these days. Denver has definitely gone up in price. Mm-hmm. So you can live a completely different lifestyle moving to Wisconsin. And I tell people, said, I love Chicago. I really do. But Milwaukee is that better looking, you know, little brother, little sister, depending on who you are, without all the other things, the extra. And I said, we have so much to share and so much to give. And so I love hearing another perspective of somebody that came from the outside, mm-hmm. who's not being paid to say it, who's here on their own accord. You're not being held hostage. I was here because by the will of a woman. And so we won't name any names, but that wife there, I said, had we not met, I'd probably still be on the West Coast or on the East Coast someplace else. But, you know, this is a great place. And so you have to tell me, how did the two of you guys meet?
Matt, I think you should take this one here.
All right, I'll go with this one. So Colin was moving to town, and for my business, I definitely lean on a bunch of business partners, whether that be mortgage professionals, real estate agents, attorneys, accountants, you kind of name it. For me, being in the business about 12 years, I want to make sure I'm referring those clients to good people. So Colin over here came and posted something about moving to Milwaukee, and he was starting with his real estate firms. So like most good ways to get a hold of people, you shoot them a DM.
That's right.
And boom, there you are. So he replied back to that one. It's like, all right, it's a little weird, but you want to go golfing? Like do something? So we go golfing, and by what, the second or third hole, this guy's giving me so much hell. Or it's just like, all right, yeah, this is going to work. He's a good person. And kind of go from there. But it's, I sent him the first few clients. All the clients loved him, had nothing but good things to say. I work with a lot of physicians, even where they may be a little bit more particular than most. But for him, knocked it out of the park, got it done faster than they wanted him to. So that's when I knew it was going to be a good fit. Plus, he's a good guy to go golf with, hang out with, and just overall kind of be a good buddy. So
that's awesome. I mean, that sounds like the good, you know, TMJ4 special there of the explanation. I want to hear the real story from your side.
The real story is I moved across the country in 7 days, right? So I'm not checking my phone. I'm worried about getting my apartment settled in, getting furniture set up and rolling. You know, it's mid-baseball season, too, so I'm helping Christian out with all his stuff he's got going on. So I haven't looked at my phone, and then all of a sudden I have a DM waiting in my inbox from, you know, from Matthew Holbrook. I'm like, who is this guy?
Love it.
And, you know, I checked it out, looked at it, and he goes, hey, you know, I saw you're in real estate. Would you actually drive for work? I go, I'm from California. I can drive everyone
That's
anywhere
right.
you need me to go. Right. So we ended up linking up that way, playing some golf and having some breakfast. And then just after that, just became really good close friends, but also a great business partner as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That, I mean, it's something that's that most people, I think, forget is that human connection goes a long way.
Yeah.
I said, but you won't have that connection if you don't make the effort. You don't have that intention of, let me go and reach out and extend that olive branch. Hey, let's go golf. Hey, let's grab a bite to eat.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go hang out and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Kind of, and I mean, that's one of the main things that, you know, brought me to Wisconsin is the openness of people here.
That's right.
People are very kind, very, very generous, very open armed to where it's like you can have a general conversation with someone here.
And with anyone.
Right. And it's just because they are good people and they want to just know how your day is.
I tell people, I said, if you want the Wisconsin experience, just take a flight into Milwaukee or into Appleton or Madison at any time. Because my mom she's in the Air Force, has been all across the country, and she always tells me she loves coming here in the winter. She goes, because I get to meet the entire state on one flight coming from Orlando to Milwaukee. Because every person I meet in the terminal, you know, at boarding, the people I'm sitting on my road, they tell me their whole story. She goes, by the time we land, I have invitations to come up to, you know, on Alaska and to Ripon and come meet their friends and family. Come have a drink. Come have an old fashioned. She goes, I don't even know what old fashioned is.
Yeah.
But I'm getting all these invites. People in Wisconsin are so friendly. And I tell people in the Midwest, there's something to be said about that Midwestern value, that hospitality. Mm-hmm. This is really a place of hugs, handshakes, and high fives. Like everywhere you go, people are just happy to see you.
Yeah.
And you don't get that everywhere else.
No, you do not.
The edge of the country, definitely don't get that.
And it's, for him, I remember we were about like 2-3 weeks meeting a bunch of people. Because for him, it's like, okay, we're going to meet 1,000 people in the next year here. Get you acclimated, and he was all for it. So we're out, we're meeting a ton of people, right? And in Wisconsin, when the tab comes, one person just picks it up and pays for it, right?
That's right.
He's like, I haven't paid for anything in about 2 weeks. I'm like, just roll with it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, right? I felt terrible. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah,
this is just a different culture back in California. Like, everyone's like, I ordered this, and this, break it off. Like, so it's all separate. I mean, it just shows like the genuineness of people here, and it always comes full circle. So
it does. It comes back around, and I'm in the same boat as you. I was lucky enough to have friends from all over the country. Yeah. But growing up in Orlando, when the check came, it wasn't even the, you know, I had this, I had this. It was like, all right, let's not make any eye contact with anybody. Let's see who's going to reach out first. And in my core circle of friends, it was always, it's round robin. It's, sure. Hey, I got it this time. It's going to come back around. I don't care who gets it. You know, we're not going to split hairs.
Yeah.
Here, perfect strangers. I've had that when I first moved here, lived in Bayview. That was exactly what it was. It was like, oh, no, you know, we've got this. I'm like, no. I've got my card's up there. I get my check and there's nothing on my card.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 4 or 5 other people have picked up every drink or even sometimes food. And it blows my mind. I try to explain that to people that aren't from here.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, they want something. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, they don't.
People
just genuinely want to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, my husband lived and worked in California for a couple of years, and he said the same thing just about how people were so much different. I always assumed that everyone in California would be happy and nice because the weather is nice all the time.
Sure. I mean, it's just a little different, right? I mean, you have your pockets of things. I mean, California is just a big hodgepodge of cultures and people and stuff like that. So, I mean, I live in Malibu, right? So it's kind of like a beach town hangout.
Right.
You kind of get there when you get there, Malibu time type of thing. And people are super laid back and chill. You go down in, you know, Beverly Hills or Hollywood, and it's a totally different scene and totally different atmosphere. And, you know, you can tell just by driving 30, 40 minutes, things change in the areas you go to. And it's just really funny to see, because, you know, from my baseball career living in Atlanta, I also lived in Florida, you know, I've lived in small towns in Danville, Virginia, stuff like that. So I've been all over the country. So it's super interesting to see it. And Milwaukee's one of a kind to where people are generally just like that, just because of the goodness of their hearts.
It is. It's one of those things where, you know, maybe we don't want everybody to come here because we don't want to give away all the good secrets and have it become something else. But I don't think that could ever be the case, because when you come to, whether you come to Milwaukee, you come out here to Waukesha, you get out to the suburbs, you get out to Madison, you go north, there's so much. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny, as my wife is, wasn't born here, but she's grew up here. She went to UW. She's a Badger through and through. But one of the things that we always come to, it's like, doesn't matter where you go in the state. It's like you've run into a little bit more family somewhere else further along. Yeah. And those people don't forget you. And there's cool things that come from it. You learn, you know, what their local things are, what the local meat shop has, the local cheese shop. Shout out to my father-in-law. I have driven to Newton, Wisconsin, up near Manitowoc, more times than I care to for this one particular meat stick that they have there. And I kid you not, you know, I didn't know there was any difference being from Florida that, you know, meat sticks are different, like a beef jerky stick is beef jerky. It's like, no. Newton Meat Market is very different. We have these other things. And my father-in-law progressed to tell me, they have this one. They'll know what you're talking about. Go get it. It's the one I put peanut butter on. And I was like, weird. I'm not eating that. Let me tell you, something magic happens with this one. You can eat peanut butter on this and it will blow your mind. It will change your life.
What's the brand?
It's their own brand. They make it there in-house. There's no brand. It's Newton Meats.
Interesting.
And it's just, then they have lots of different, you know, wieners and sausages and all these things. But this one is the only one that tastes good with peanut butter. And I've fought with it in my mind and I've tried it. I'm like, I'm going to put peanut butter on a Johnson Brat. Nope, don't do it. It's absolutely disgusting. Don't put peanut butter on any other sausage you think of, but something in their spice in their mix.
Yeah, yeah.
It's magic.
What made them think just peanut butter, though?
I have no idea. You know, Bob is Bob.
Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
Bob has, he'll hit some home runs here and there, but that Newton Meats, that Manitowoc sausage with peanut butter is something serious.
That's a plug.
Yes.
Colin, any Wisconsin dishes that have put you off a little bit or made you raise your eyebrows a little bit?
Oh, man. I'm a big foodie. So, I mean, I eat anything and everything. You leave it in front of me long enough, there's a good chance I'm probably going to eat it.
Done deal.
So, I mean, obviously the big number one thing, first time moving here, everyone's like, oh, you got to have cheese curds.
Of course.
Right. So that was a big staple one. Obviously, you have your fish fries on Fridays, you know. So, I mean, you just acclimate to the culture, you know, cheese curds, fish fries.
I can't get them to like fish fry, though. It drives me nuts.
It's got to be the right one.
It's got to be the right one. Yeah,
you've had like, what, four or five?
Yeah, you got to remember, I come from the West Coast.
He's coming from the coast. He's coming from real fish. I say the same thing.
Yeah, I've been trying for a few years here. So if anybody has any recommendations on that one, send it over there.
We will have some recommendations because I've got one for you, and I want to know if you've been there, but we'll catch it on the way back from our break. But before we go, just in case those listeners are out there didn't put two and two together, because I know sometimes in radio land, you can't see what we see, and you're hearing what we're hearing. But our guest, Matt Holbrook, and our other guest here in this hour, Colin Yelich. Yes, that is Christian Yelich's little brother?
Younger brother.
All right. I love it. How many years between?
2 years.
2 years between.
Yep.
We're learning things every day. Well, we're going to take this out to the break. Jane, you got anything before we get to the break? All right. We're going to wrap this thing up, and we're going to head to the break here. We'll be back. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Philip Morris in for Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin. Call or text anytime at 844-967-2789. And so we're going to get back into the show here today. It's our Monday show before Thanksgiving. And so as we talk about these things here with our guests, Matt Holbrook and Colin Yelich, we're going to talk about some of the Thanksgiving traditions, some of these things that you guys hold near and dear to you. So I'll let you guys tell me about, you know, how you go about Thanksgiving. What goes on in your household?
So, yeah, at the Yelich household here, we do Thanksgiving is one of our big holidays we have with, you know, family and friends coming into town. So, you know, every year this year, this one's a big one. We got 25 people coming to the house.
Wow.
So big family group and friends, but we have a massive spread of food, and it is an all-day eating contest.
I love it.
So it's been this way ever since we've been young kids. You start every single morning. It starts at 8 a.m. sharp, so you got to be down for breakfast, ready to rock. You weigh yourself, right, okay, before. All right. So, I mean, there's charts and entries everyone's got to write down and in. I was telling my girlfriend this. I was like, look, I know you've never been over for Thanksgiving yet, but it's going to be different than any Thanksgiving you've ever been to.
Wait, I have to stop you. You're going to make your girlfriend weigh herself in front of your entire family?
She's game for it. She's an ex-athlete, and she's has fun with it. And My mom takes part in it too. So, you know, family traditions, you gotta, if you're gonna step in, you gotta follow family tradition.
You know, Jane, I think this is by design. I feel like this is how the mom gauges, like,
she's gonna weed him out that way.
That's right, gonna weed him out. Sure. Oh, they go running, huh? Okay. Sure, oh, they came in a miniskirt. I don't think so.
This is like the Yelich. This is the Yelich Thanksgiving gauntlet.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. So, like I said, we have fun with it. It's an all-day eating fest. My mom and I get in the kitchen early all day, and we cook food, and you know, it's just a good time with family and friends, and we all hang out, have good laughs, tell stories from days, and you catch up with your good buddies and your friends. And
what's your special dish, Colin?
Oh boy! So we're Serbian, so we actually do a lot of Serbian dishes. So one of my favorite things is zelenica and budek, which is a Serbian dish. So zelenica is basically spinach and cheese wrapped in phyllo dough, and you bake it. And budek is kind of similar, same thing. You take, it's spicy hamburger meat, you make your own ingredients, wrap it in phyllo dough, and bake it in like a little log. And it's perfect on a cold day. So, I mean, it's great. You can freeze them and eat them up later. It's a perfect snack, or you can, you know, eat one for lunch. It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to need some of that today.
I'll eat a meat log for a snack here. Yes.
You had the, you're talking, it's all about the Wisconsin Trinities here, the meats and cheeses.
Yeah.
Jane, did you catch all that?
I did. That's not. Those sound really, really good.
My gosh, I got to go hang out with more Serbian neighborhoods.
There's a lot out here.
Anything in phyllo dough, I think, is a win.
I'm telling you. So I have to ask in here, who eats more, you or your brother?
So the younger brother.
Yeah, little brother. Okay.
The younger brother eats the most.
All right.
And so, I mean, I feel like I always make a good run at it every year. So, I mean, I think last year, throughout the entire day, I ate 8 pounds of food.
Wow.
Okay. So I was like, I crushed it this year. I got it. Right. I go look at his like weigh-in thing. He's at 11.
Oh my gosh.
Right. But I mean, it's unfair. He's 6'5".
This is true.
Ex-Marine. Right. So he just eats and eats and eats. And I mean, he's a big kid, but.
Wow.
Is there a championship belt or something that the winner gets?
It's more just bragging rights within the family. You know, every year comes around, it's like you hold that gauntlet and you hold the title of it. And it's like you kind of have like the little smack talk going into it and whatnot. And I mean, it's just fun. It's just fun with the family and something like we have fun with just being athletic and whatnot. We were all very competitive.
I love it.
So it doesn't matter what it is, if we're running down the street or if it's an eating contest or whatever it may be, we all want to win.
That sounds way cool, man.
And so it just makes it fun.
I tried just to gauge kind of how I would compete on this. So I got a scale. So you got to, if you want to do this and kind of challenge his family, you have to buy a scale on Amazon today to make sure it's there by Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
So as I'm going through my day, I'm figuring out the different density of foods and what is the best thing to eat. And by the end of the day, I was just hammering pumpkin pie like crazy because that stuff is just like crazy. But I did not feel good for about 2 days after last year. So I don't, they're going to do this on their own. I'm not going to try to compete from afar with those guys.
Wow. I'm not going to try to compete at all. Jane, how about you? Are you going to, jump in this fight?
Where I have to weigh myself in front of a bunch of strangers? Not in this lifetime.
That is hilarious. And so, you know, you've been doing this your whole life.
Yeah. Whole life. Ever since I was a young kid. So
that sounds like an awesome tradition. I might have to steal parts of that. I don't know that I could get my wife to jump on a scale, let alone any of her sister or anybody else in there. But it sounds like maybe I could get them to weigh the food.
Yeah.
And try it that way.
Weigh the food, do it that way. But I mean, like I said, I'm in the kitchen. So like I'm cooking up and eating. So it's an all day eating fest. So like I said, it's just eat as you want. You can graze however fast you want. Like my brother will eat a huge breakfast with it, and then he'll go and work out and do his workouts for the day, come back, eat more, and then like just keep working out, run around. Younger brother, same way.
So just, I mean, fuel.
Just fuel. Just go.
I love it. Oh my gosh. So as we talked about, you talked about the kind of the traditions of getting together and, you know, seeing each other and having this time. You know, we're talking about Thanksgiving this week. We're talking about all these different pieces. The night before Thanksgiving, you know, I didn't know this coming from the East Coast because I didn't really think, and I look back, I don't think that my friends did this, where they all got together the night before and went, say, you know, to the end of the earth sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's because my wife introduced me that when I got here, we were at Madison with her friends that she grew up with, and I'm like, you do what? I'm like, I would get home, you know, the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's okay. Sit down. We're watching something on TV together. She's like, no, it's like 4 o'clock. We're going to meet the friends. We're headed to the tavern. We're going to the village bar. We're going wherever.
That's a big Wisconsin thing.
Is it? Okay.
Surprisingly, it's not, though, because it happens in California as
Do they? Okay. So,
Wisconsin and California coexist.
Yeah. All right. So it's actually really funny. We all go to the same little bar in town, and it's like a it's like a huge reunion.
That's
you
right.
see everyone you went to high school with, elementary school, mm-hmm. and you just catch up with everybody. It's like the craziest thing.
It's so foreign to me. Yeah. And I'm like, and I don't know why. It's just like, that wasn't our normal thing. But also, we also didn't drink as much as we drink in Wisconsin, in Orlando. Oh,
that's another thing, too. I didn't either.
Oh, man. Jane, have you always done this?
It's been a tradition for as long as I can remember.
Wisconsin traditions, folks. I love this.
Definitely.
This is my first year in Milwaukee. We went to a place called Molly Cool's over right downtown. I don't remember that place.
Yep.
And they had an oyster eating competition. So I had been eyeing that thing up for a few weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just started dating my wife. And I was like, hey, so I signed up for this thing. Here we go there. And she's like, well, how many are you going to eat? And I'm like, however much it takes. So long story short, 7 minutes later, I ate 187 oysters and became the Oyster King of Milwaukee. So that was the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Here, we're going to go to the break here. You heard from the Oyster King of Milwaukee. Matt Holbrook, learning things every day. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm your host, Philip Morris, back at it again for Kristen Bry. And so this Thanksgiving week, we're going to continue to talk turkey, literally talk turkey. And you just heard from our wonderful guests, Colin Yelich and Matt Holbrook, about some of the things that they do there. But one of the things I want to jump into is some interesting things here when we get to talking about Thanksgiving foods across Wisconsin. Jane, do you eat anything weird? You told me you don't like turkey.
We don't like turkey.
But do you eat any weird things?
No, I mean, and my father was a pickled herring person.
Nope, not doing it.
Yeah, which, no, that's not happening. And, no. I'm a food chicken.
Okay.
Whereas there are people who are really brave eaters. That is not me.
See, that would be me. That would be me. I'm a foodie. I've been around the world to many countries. I will eat the street meat. I'll eat the random thing that was on a grill, on a stick, because it smelled good. I will follow my nose most times. I'm not eating gefilte fish. I'm not going to do the cannibal sandwiches and all these other things I've heard.
Lutefisk?
The lutefisk. I said
Norwegian over here.
I'm going to pass on those. I'm going to have a hard pass. My nose, my taste buds can't get me past some of those things. But I wanted to talk about things. I came across this article that basically took the data side. The 10 of the weirdest foods that are the most Googled Thanksgiving recipes by state. And so I have to give you these. And I want to know if any of you.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. If you guys have had these, I need to know about them. So Nevada and Wyoming, frog eye salad. Have you ever heard of this?
Frog eye?
I've had frog legs.
I've had frog legs, yeah.
I like frog legs, but I don't know about the frog eye salad. And I'm like, gotta pass.
Yeah, I think I'm a hard out on that one.
Matt, are you in?
I'm not doing that one.
Jane, are you in? Well, we know Jane's not in.
No. Not a chance.
What about in the Dakotas? North and South Dakota have a Snicker salad, which I did find after searching that one. That is in many states, but it's very, very popular in those two states.
It's really good.
Like actual Snickers?
Tell me, what is
the Snicker salad? It's super easy, you guys. So you take Granny Smith apples, the green ones, and you get a vanilla pudding mix and Snickers bars, and you cut up the apples. And you slice up the Snickers bars, and you make the pudding, and you throw in some Cool Whip, and you swirl it all together, and there's your Snickers salad.
Okay.
It's so good.
That does sound kind of good.
And you can throw walnuts in.
I'm in. You had me at Snickers bars.
You can throw, but you can throw walnuts in or extra peanuts in. Sometimes.
I feel like I've had something like this, but not the Snickers.
Yeah. Or red grapes. Yeah. Red grapes is real good in that, too.
Something at our house. It's called mishmash. It's kind of similar to that.
Okay. We're getting closer. How about pig pickin cake from North Carolina? This was one that I had to basically have it take a look and said, yeah, no, not eating the pig pickin cake. Because it's all the parts, it seemed like, of the pig that you're probably not going to eat. And they literally make a cake out of it, batter it all, and then put it all together. I'm like, no. I was thinking maybe it was like a pulled pork sandwich of some sort. Not quite.
I'd try it.
Well, what is it? Menudo? They put tripe in there, which is pig intestine.
Not eating that either. I tried it. I tried it, but I'll pass.
My wife's the least adventurous eater, and she'll eat that.
It's okay.
I don't get it.
In Illinois, they like the Hawaiian salad. And that one I didn't know. I have to do some more research on the Hawaiian salad. And so you guys have some ties and know about Chicagoland. Have you had that or heard of that one?
I've had Malort from Chicago.
I will pass on the Malort.
Everyone's that had is Malort. Probably I remember my
one
first.
Of the single worst things I've ever drank ever.
delicious, wasn't it?
Oh, it was not delicious. No. You guys were like, oh, you got to have this shot of Malort. You're here in Wisconsin now. You got to try it. I'm like, all right. And I was like, all right, this is not no. it.
I have never heard of that. What is that?
Have you not had Malort?
No.
Good. That means you will live longer and you will not regret ever tasting or trying this.
I'll send a bottle here for next week and you can try it with Kristen when she's back.
Perfect, oh Matt. Oh, perfect.
Okay. In Kansas, they have cream cheese corn, which I have a recipe that's similar, but it's more of a corn casserole.
I'm in.
I had something like that at Friendsgiving where I couldn't figure it out. It felt like it was like kind of like cornbread. It was corn, and then it had
corn and stuff. And that's pretty close. That's close to what I will send you with mine.
Okay,
I already know mine is good. And then from all my good friends, because I have a lot of good friends, extended family in Kentucky, the chess bars or chess pie. Have you had this, Jane? I know you might like this one.
Chess, it sounds vaguely familiar. Can you explain a little bit more?
So a chess pie, I don't know what the base of it is. I said it's kind of custardy. It's warm. It's just delicious. It tastes like, if you close your eyes and think about Kentucky, what that would taste like, that's chess pie. Don't know what that means to everybody, but that's to me. I'm like, hey, certain things just feel just right. It wouldn't feel right here in Wisconsin, but it feels right in Kentucky.
Is there chocolate in it?
Yeah, is there like, in my head, I'm with chicken right now.
You might have sold me on the name
You know what? I will make that this week. I will deliver it to both of you. Jane, I will stop by and drop off some chess pie.
Chess pie?
I will get a recipe from one of my Kentucky friends.
He owes Milwaukee so much food right now between the fire department and us over here.
If you can see the amount of things that are on my kitchen counter on the island that have to be prepared this week.
All right.
We're in.
Same here.
Cranberry relish. This is an Alaskan favorite. And I'm not a huge fan of cranberries. I know we are in the cranberry state.
Yep.
And Matt, you do cranberries, sounds like.
I do. It's my signature dish. And everybody thinks it's not that good where you go to a party. It's like, here's the canned stuff. Mm-hmm. And they have mine. And they like it.
Maybe I'll have to try it that way.
Do you put a little orange in it, Matt?
A little bit of orange zest, yes. And then some people want, what the heck is it?
The tang.
Yeah, for that. Mm-hmm. And then fresh squeezed orange juice. I go just a little bit. But then I also put some bourbon in there, too.
That's why everyone likes it.
Now, really, homemade cranberry relish is greatly underappreciated.
I agree, and I started about 4 years ago, and now everybody wants it. It's like, all right. And
but then, I have to know, what do I do? Because I grew up, cranberry, you cut the ends off the can, you shake the weird jello out, the little log with the lines on it from the can or on the plate, and they sliced off of that. That's all I've ever known.
It's not cranberry. I'll bring you some of mine, and I know you're going to bring these dishes that take 3 days. I'm going to bring you something that took me 10 minutes.
I love it.
But it's really good, especially the next day when you make those Thanksgiving sandwiches. You put some on there.
Oh, yummy.
I love it.
It's the umami between the sweet and then the salty, all that stuff.
And then this one, these last two, I had no idea what they were. Still don't know what they are. I have to look one of them up. In Indiana, persimmon pudding. And I don't know what a persimmon is.
I think it's a spice, isn't it?
Jane, have you had this? Do you know about this?
I have not.
We're going to have to look this one up. But apparently in Indiana, that is their favorite. And then in South Carolina, pineapple casserole, which sounded great to me. I don't know why. I love pineapple. So I'm like, I'm going to get down with that.
Yeah.
And from the Google images, it looks pretty good. And so I was like, all right, South Carolina, we're on. There's a reach. I'm starting to find, looking at the map by region.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this food looks really good. This food looks really bad. Let's get stay away from these
states. Florida. Stay out of Florida, right?
Persimmon is a fruit.
Persimmon's a fruit. Okay.
It's a fruit.
We're gonna find out and see what I enjoy. If you could see my cookbook collection, I'm in another life. I said I am the reincarnation of Anthony Bourdain mixed with like Wayne Brady and somebody else. Because I have comedy and humor, but this salty kind of chef's attitude.
Yeah.
I just love food and I love creating. I don't need a recipe.
Are you gonna put that on your Instagram this week then?
I have too many things already on my Instagram. You know what? I will put pictures. I will put it on my Instagram if Colin will put live video of them eating and the things that go on in this kitchen.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I mean, every year it's so funny. I'll send him pictures of like the plates I'm eating. And it's like a tradition every year. Everyone takes a picture of their first plate. And I sent a text to him last year and he goes, "Dear God."
Because by 1 o'clock, it's like, how are you still eating right now?
Stretch your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Stretch your pants and Tums.
Oh, yeah. Our Thanksgivings aren't, don't come dressed up. Come in sweatpants and a hoodie. Hang out, relax, and enjoy yourself and eat.
Isn't that one of the best things about that holiday, though?
That's right.
Thanksgiving. There's no pressure for gifts. There's no... It's just, let's hang out and have some good food and make each other laugh.
You know, is it, and I, because COVID has been here, we had that kind of lockdown period mm-hmm. where we didn't get to go all the places and see everything that we wanted to see for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But in the South, it's a, Thanksgiving's kind of a rotational. You start, you have it, somebody hosts, you know, it's in your home, but we were always moving. We was like, all right, yeah. now at this 3 o'clock, we're going to go over to the Finleys. Mm-hmm. And then at this hour, we're going to go over here. And then for dessert, we're going to go over here. Do they do that in Wisconsin? Kind of a progressive dinner where just, instead of just being at your house, do people continue to move throughout the day to additional dinners?
I haven't heard of it at all. Okay. And that just sounds like a high risk of people drinking too much and driving around.
This is probably a fact.
So maybe that's a thing for that.
Well, maybe you could walk.
Walking's fine. Yeah, but it's for me, I never left Thanksgiving. Once I'm there, I'm not leaving Thanksgiving.
All right. Okay.
I mean, for us, you have so much food, there's nowhere else you need to be.
Yeah.
So
we'll go outside and play football and do those things.
There you go.
That's about the most. Or basketball.
I think one year after we did our eating contest, we did a volleyball match, which was pretty dangerous to do.
With the sheer amount between 8 pounds and 11 pounds and however many pounds of food that you guys are eating,
yeah,
I can't imagine jumping.
No.
It wasn't the best idea, but, you know, someone got the idea like, oh, let's play volleyball. And it's like, you got the whole family there. So everyone's like, all right, let's do it.
Oh, my goodness. Like, Jane, what do you do after dinner? When dinner's all said and done?
We will usually go for a walk.
Okay. I think that's pretty common. My father-in-law, that's kind of his thing. Hey, let's all get up and go walk through the neighborhood and say hi to meet the neighbors and see who's visiting who.
Who's got the Christmas lights up already? And because I have neighbors already who are full decked out with Christmas lights.
Oh,
that's so crazy.
All ablaze, I know.
I can't do it. I refuse to do it. My wife, if she's listening, she's probably shaking her head right now because she knows my rule that I've pushed on to the kids. We don't talk about Christmas. We don't do anything Christmas. We're not singing Christmas songs until the day after Thanksgiving. I want to enjoy the whole season. And I don't know about you, you know, all of you here. Mm-hmm. I said, but I feel like we went from Halloween straight to Christmas. Like, people have forgotten about Thanksgiving. We have this, like,
yeah, you know, Mariah Carey's just singing her, you know, just come on.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I went to stop by a Walgreens and get outside, and Walgreens in our neighborhood is right next to a Syndex, Metcalf's, not Syndex. And they were the day before, it was pumpkins outside and all the Halloween decorations. And literally that next morning, all Christmas. Wreaths and trees, the entire store. I'm like, what just happened?
Everything smells like cinnamon.
Yes. It's like, where did the turkey decorations go? Where are the things for Thanksgiving? And, you know, it's one of the reasons why when I agreed to host the show, I said I wanted to have that day, one of these days before Thanksgiving, because I wanted to have the Thanksgiving show so that way we could talk about the getting together part, giving back, you know, and these things that, you know, we did in the first hour and talked with Joe, and we're talking with you guys here. You guys are doing some awesome things out here. You're always, when I do see you, you're always giving back. You're always looking for these things. I said, I stalk you both now. And because you're doing such good things, it makes me feel better to say I can do more because there are other people that think the way that I do that want to do more. Yeah. It's not, I have to do this because I need these hours because I need to check this thing off. It's actually get around like-minded people that really care about giving back to the community. You know, whether it's Echelon Milwaukee, and Matt, I know you guys have been a part of these things or doing things with the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. What's next for you guys? What's next on the plate here for between Thanksgiving and Christmas that you guys are going to be working on?
Actually, with us, we're actually putting on a huge gala for children. Actually, we're trying to raise a bunch of money to actually go fix up baseball fields in communities all around Wisconsin, refurbish the fields, the dugouts, get kids equipment, all that. So that's my next big project that I'm going to be working on with my family and all of that. So
just sign me up. I'm there. I'm there to support in any way I can. I'm good at finding money. I'm good at getting people to come together. Matt, how about yourself?
Yeah, and I'll help this guy out with that as much as I can and do those things, but it's more of just finding things that people do in the area that kind of engage you. So for me, even like Joe, when I met Joe, he's just more captivating, and the person that is there is kind of what drew me into it more than anything. So with all the charitable things that we do within Milwaukee, it's what kind of got me into it first and foremost was a lot of people are writing checks or just giving money, things like that. I want to get involved, use my hands, you know, be with those people. Because through all the things that we do in those events, that's when the good things happen. So that's, you know, right. Joe getting involved with him, and he's like, hey, you need to get a team together to pull a fire truck. It's like, all right, I don't know the first thing about that, but I trust you, so I'll get involved. And that turned out to be one of the best events ever. We even had one guy not show up. He was stuck at the athletic club. I'm looking around because we knew we needed one guy more on the team. And then Steve Novak's over there. I'm like, hey, Steve, I need you to pull a fire truck. He's like, how long do I have to stretch? I'm like, 15 seconds. He just looks at me like he's crazy. or like I'm crazy. He comes over, starts pulling the fire truck with us, and it's just more of that's the most Milwaukee thing ever. A guy that used to play in the NBA just sitting there hanging out. We can ask him, hey, come pull a fire truck with me for charity, and he'll do it without even blinking.
I love it. I love it. You know, we get to this time of year and, you know, we're looking for things and, you know, we've got young children and we want to make sure that they grow up in that space of wanting to give back, you know, give back in their classroom, give back in the community with their friends, but making it about more than just themselves. And so we try to find the same opportunities to have an experience. Don't just write a check. Don't just go in the piggy bank and say, hey, I did this. Now I'm done. Yeah. It's making it a part of who you are.
Yeah. Get involved.
That's right. And so audience, you're listening out there, said get involved. Feel free to reach out and connect with, you know, all of us. I said, but there are a lot of things that you can do out here in this season of giving, and we're going to talk about some more fun things, and we'll be back after this break. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
If you're feeling kind of lonely and you feel you need a pal, have a good old-fashioned cocktail with a good old-fashioned gal.
While you tell her, and we are back here. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Waukesha, Wausau, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, and Madison. And we're talking here, Thanksgiving week, we're talking turkey, giving thanks and giving back. And we've talked about some wonderful things. We've had some really good guests, and we still have two of them here, Matt Holbrook and Colin Yelich. And it sounds like, Jane, we got somebody that has a mutual disdain for turkey. Is
we
that right?
We do, and he's been waiting a really long time. Oh. Jeff is on the phone from Milwaukee. Tell me, Jeff, why you don't like turkey like I don't.
Well, I'm afraid of turkeys when I see them trying to surround me when I walk near the lakefront. That's probably a start. But it goes back to when I had to go through my wife's family's gauntlet before she was my wife. And this was my test to the family Thanksgiving dinner. And I didn't want to go. But when I got there, I noticed that they were serving beef tenderloin instead of turkey, which to me was no contest. So we proceeded with a very bountiful meal with the side dishes, but centering on beef tenderloin. And then after dinner, and everybody helps clean up, we played poker, which was another box checked. And I actually won a few bucks. So after the poker game, two of the cousins, who were about 8-10 years older than I am, asked me to join them in the garage, and I had no idea what that was about until one of them pulled out a joint and said, would you like to partake? And I said, why not? And 2 minutes after that, with the substance in my hand, the father of the home, the uncle to my then girlfriend, walked in the garage, and I was thrown under the bus by all the cousins as the person that brought the information with, and I did not. I was just a uninterested bystander. But I can't eat turkey probably because of that. I did end up marrying the young lady and very thankful that I did. But turkey's way too dry for me. We now serve brisket in our house instead of turkey, and that's a very good substitute. And there's no fear when it comes to eating brisket.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, thank you for calling in. I love it. I love that you found something good in there. You know, you didn't just abandon turkey. You found a good alternative. You got brisket. You had some beef tenderloin. It sounds like you had some really good food around. And, you know, we're not going to talk about it and go too far in there because I don't want the law enforcement to find into there about what's going on in that garage there with those relatives. But I'll tell you what, it sounds like you've had some great experiences and some great, great memories here over the years for Thanksgiving.
I let him go.
All right.
Sorry, it's gone.
Well, no worries, no worries. Thank you for calling in.
That story had a lot of turns.
It did. I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, oh.
Is poker a big part of your guys' holidays?
I know some people, or some of my uncles and like when my grandparents were around, they played euchre a lot, but for like nickels and dimes, so nothing.
Big money.
Yeah, I mean, huge.
Big money games.
Yeah. I mean, we used to play spoons.
See, I just learned of spoons, so. When I was in college. And spoons is a super fun game if you've never played. And
I said, it becomes a lot of fights.
They can get aggressive.
Yeah.
This, and I said, I don't know, is spoons come from a game when you have a large amount of family around?
Yes.
I said, because, it was just me and my younger brother. And so we didn't have a lot of games. We didn't play poker, but it was board games. Yeah. So every holiday season for us, Thanksgiving, Christmas, anytime school's out, it was breakout Monopoly, breakout Yahtzee, breakout whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That's the game of the day. You're watching kind of football or sports in the background before you go outside to throw the football itself. But I could see that. Poker, I know here in Wisconsin, sheep's head and euchre are a big thing.
Yeah, huge.
Whether they're playing for pennies or whatever it might be out in the garage or out in the whatever shed they're hanging out there. Mm-hmm.
What's one that you move the pegs around?
Cribbage. And I only know that because I just got invited to the All-City Wauwatosa Cribbage Tournament.
Okay. I'm sure that gets wild.
I still don't quite understand the game, but I said I can count, and I figure counting is that's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
But it looks like fun, so I'm going to spend this next coming year learning how to play that. So for next year's tournament, I will partake in the neighborhood.
Okay.
I'm still curious. I know not of spoons. What is involved with playing spoons? Oh,
okay. So spoon, it's a big family game, right? So you get a bunch of spoons, and you actually, lay them all across the table, right? And basically, you have an odd number, so. I believe it's for the first one who reaches, I believe there's like a man that's like kind of like it.
Yeah, you get like four cards or whatever it is. Yeah. And then if you have it, you need to discreetly grab the spoon so people don't see it. But as soon as everybody starts seeing it,
it's just a free-for-all madness. It's like musical chairs. And so it's like musical chairs with spoons. But once you don't get one, you're kicked out.
That's right.
And, we have fun with it, especially with a big family and whatnot. And there's some elbows thrown here and there, depending on who you're sitting next to.
It's all fun until the fight breaks out.
That's right. Like, you need a referee for spoons.
Yeah, you grab it at the same time, and I've seen a lot of fights over that game.
I can see where those break out, but it is a fun game. I tell you what, I learned of it in college. I went to during one of the holidays, during either Thanksgiving break or Christmas break, with one of my college buddies, and he's the youngest of eight, and that was when they got together, and so he was 3 years younger than me, and his siblings kind of ranged for like a 12-year span, and they all had kids, so he had all these nieces and nephews, and it was a thing. They would bring piles of spoons from home, and this would be this massive spoons game, and I'm like, I don't know anything about this, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, these crazy bent spoons that have been around for 20 years.
That's right.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it just brings you back to, like I once said, your childhood memories of what you did over Thanksgiving, what brought your family together, and it's like, now that we're older, you look back and really appreciate all those times you had.
That's right. And, that's what this show is all about. Hopefully spreading this cheer here. We're not skipping from Halloween to Christmas here, not on As Goes Wisconsin.
We got it.
We're going to talk about some of these things that hopefully as you're driving and listening or chimed in or tuned in online, that you're thinking about some of these things of, hey, I do remember that. That was some fun times. Let's keep doing that. Let's find a way to give back to each other, spend time. Jane, how about you?
The latest game is from one of my nieces, and it's an electronics thing. And so you have to hold your phone up to your forehead, and then it's so much fun.
It is.
It's so much fun. And everyone can play, and there's less elbows being thrown, at least in our family.
I love it. We've done that a couple times. We've done that when my wife's aunt, when her family gets together, and it's kind of all the cousins. So that's a good one there that we play with, just with the older ones. The younger kids kind of get it, but not as much. It's kind of like when you're growing up playing Pictionary and those kind of games where you got to really use some skills. The one that I've been dying to buy that we have not done yet is this pie face one. Have you seen that?
The little crank, the little hand.
Yeah. Jane, this game, I'll tell you what. It is just this little tiny plastic game where you put your chin in it and you're just going around and you're playing one-on-one and you're just clicking this little knob and you don't know when it's going to come and you've got a giant pie there, whipped cream pie that's going to get one of you.
So it's pie roulette.
Basically.
Essentially.
Zero skill, but so much fun. It's always love it. I'm loving it. As we get down to the bottom of the hour here, and on the next one, I said, I definitely just want to take the time to thank both of you guys. I know that it's World Cup time. You guys have plenty of things to be doing. It's Monday. You guys spent some great times with us here, gave us a lot of great memories. I'm going to be thinking about the Yelich family on Thanksgiving and how much food's going to be eaten. So let's take it out to the break, and we'll be back. Thank you guys both.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been a blast and good catching up.
Awesome. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Thank you.